Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields.
All right, talking today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. And Justin, this is day two of your crop tour that you're making around the country. And kind of just tell us briefly what you're doing out there and what you've seen so far.
We finished yesterday down in Effingham, Illinois. Yesterday, we kind of rounded out the day, seeing a very diverse crop overall. I mean, there's all sorts of different stages. There's some that's three or four feet tall, and then there's other parts of the corn belt that's 10 foot tall and pretty mature. It all depends on what day the crop got planted. Generally speaking, it's about 30 days behind. And then earlier this morning, I was talking to a guy around Decatur, Illinois, and he said that his crop looks great if it was June the 20th. So that's roughly 35 days ago. And that's pretty similar for the crop as a whole. It just has a major maturity problem. And then as I move north here and plan on getting into southern Wisconsin today, that's continued to be the kind of the trend. It looks pretty good, but we're a month behind. And the further north you go, the earlier the frost date. And so around Bloomington, Illinois, it's about October the 10th, and they're saying that there's going to be some issues there, maybe more so for the beans, just due to the early frost or late planted grain.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Based on what you've seen so far, how has that changed your expectations of feed costs and how that's going to affect the overall market moving forward?
Well, today the corn was under pressure here on the futures market, but it looks to me like the USDA used good data, but if you talk to these producers, they all pretty much think that the acres number is too high. You've seen anywhere from 85 million acres to about 88 million. It's kind of what the consensus is based on what they've done themselves. And I've covered a pretty big area, and that's a pretty big area of people thinking that. And also they think that I've heard people say 140 national corn yield and 165, but mostly people thinking 150, 160 will end up being the national yield, which is quite a bit lower than what the last USDA report said. And if that does end up being the case, then it could mean rationing and higher prices. But there is a lot of good corn out here. I mean, it's not a complete crop failure, but there's it's all over the board. There is some that's bad.
All right. Thank you, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Carson Horn reporting.